This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for October 8th. I'm Paul Plack. The Air Force Operational Test and Evaluation Center stood up Detachment 1 at Edwards Air Force Base last week to lead the operational test and evaluation of the F-35 Lightning II Joint Strike Fighter. Plaintiffs who suffered losses when Corey Lytle's Cirrus SR-20 crashed into a high-rise apartment building in Manhattan in October of 2006 have dropped a $60 million lawsuit and agreed to settle for $2 million because that's all the insurance he and his instructor carried. Boeing says it's joining with Honeywell's UOP to commission a study on the sustainability of a leading family of saltwater-based plant candidates for renewable jet fuel. Two Israeli Air Force fighter jets were scrambled Tuesday to intercept a private plane that entered a prohibited airspace over a nuclear facility in the southern Negev Desert. Delta Airlines has a new lease deal with Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport in Atlanta that clears the way for the completion of the $1.3 billion Maynard H. Jackson International Terminal. The TSA has announced multi-million dollar grants to Chicago O'Hare and Boston Logan for improved security systems. ANN has learned that Tom Rogers, the owner of Avionics West of Tennessee, passed away Monday at the age of 60. NASA astronaut Mike Massimino, who's on Twitter as @astro_Mike, has accumulated more than a million followers. And U.S. Airways Flight 1549 Captain Chesley Sullenberger is up for another award, this one because of his mustache. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, master rigger Alan Silver dispels a few myths about parachutes, both the skydiving kind and the emergency kind. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.